This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Muskete. I was in Wilcox, poking around. I was there to hit up the feed store and maybe wander into the grocery if I could think of anything we needed. But whenever I'm there, I drive around some of the side streets. I'm sort of a small town voyeur. You know, I love to see little houses on the side, what other people are doing. For years, Wilcox had been a place I just sort of passed through on my way to the Galeros or Winchester Mountains, on my way to Bonita or on my way to Klondike or Aravaipa. And you know, if you lived in Wilcox, it is close to some beautiful country. It would be a good choice for a base camp. I mean, you could own or rent a place in Wilcox. And there's a good deal of magical geography not too far away. Oh, and don't forget, Safford is just around the corner, so there's more, you know, there's some more amazing country. Nowadays, I don't seem to be driving out to those amazing places. No, I'm just going to the feed store. The chickens need scratch and crumbles. There are a few ways for me to go home from Wilcox, go home to the Oahelote from that little city, and I always pick the longest way home, as I did on this feed store day. I need to see some country, right? I need to shout at my windshield, look at that! Oh, man, what is that? And so I headed southeast out of Wilcox toward the Dos Cabezas Mountains. And as you approach them from that way, you can see the two bare peaks that are the Dos Cabezas. And you skirt that marvelous rocky range on two-lane blacktop. And after the community of Dos Cabezas, which is my kind of town, the road winds through desert hills before opening up in an eastern part of the Sulphur Springs Valley and immense, immense vistas. I remember that I used to see wallflower along that road, and by golly, near the Dos Cabezas Cemetery, there was a small stand of Ericimum capitatum, the yellow flowering wallflower. And then more, you know, where an arroyo crossed Highway 186, just single plant here or there, sometimes two or three together, the 2-foot-tall stem topped with a rounded cluster of yellow flowers. Those 4-petal yellow flowers say mustard family, Brassicaceae. Oh, it's a mustard, and the bright yellow flowers begat long, slender seed pods that say mustard family. What a treat, I shouted to no one in the truck. And when I hit that open valley, whoa, I looked for mule deer and large soaring birds. For years, we'd see eagles along that route. And that open, grassy valley just begs for pronghorn antelope. And I suspect they had been there historically. And I wonder why they haven't been reintroduced. And as I say that, I'm going, I think I have a pretty good idea. Politics, wildlife, don't think they mix. But hey, 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 I'm driving. I'm talking to plants and animals out the windshield. And it is the seed head time for the plant Apache plume. Oh, my goodness, I haven't seen Apache plume in such glory in years. Huge, 6-foot-tall, 8-foot-wide shrubs with many, 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 seed heads covered in the pinkish plumes of seed heads. Those plumes, those feathery heads, are the style, or many of the styles, of the flower. The female flower part is the pistil. And the pistil is made up of the stigma at the top of the style. That stigma wants some pollen. The style is a slender tube that leads to the ovaries. Think seed or effluvia in this plant, Apache plume, Effluvia paradoxus case. Think akeen. The numerous styles stay attached to the akeens, the seeds. They are persistent. They stay attached. The pink plumose seed heads are made of persistent styles. It all starts with a beautiful white flower, you know, that remind me of large strawberry flowers. Yeah, and those white flowers have numerous stamens and pistils. I think we could have figured that out. And the common name of this plant in the rose family, Apache plume, is sort of weird. I think it would be more fun if it was Apacheria plume, named more for the region. Is that, well, let's vote. Okay, anyway, never mind. Apache plume is Effluvia. Effluvia in honor of an Italian botanist of the 1600s, excuse me. Virgilio Effluvi. Paradoxa means unusual. You know, it probably blew some people's minds when they saw it. It's persistent. Plumose persistent styles. Anyway, beautiful plant in the rose family, in the borderlands, and I'm going to tell you right now, the desert is beautiful. Yeah, it is. Hey, I'm Petey Muskete, and this has been Growing Native.